Because prayer is absolutely essential to even the simple things in our life, and certainly to the more serious things in our life. But you know, God cares even about the little things. And hopefully we'll get this to work now. Don't I love technology? No, I hate it. There we go. Ah, there we go. So how do we pray, right? If we all agree that prayer is absolutely essential, and it is, amen?
Amen.
Okay, just want to know that you're on board with me here. So the question is, how do we pray? And there could be a lot of different answers to that, but I want to pose a couple of questions to us today, because I think sometimes there's some misunderstanding regarding prayer, especially to those that might be outside the church in whatever way. In fact, what's this country western guy's name now? He's really big. Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll. Anybody hear of Jelly Roll? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you listen to country radio. Yeah. Yeah. And Jelly Roll has this song that says about praying only when I need a favor. Is that correct, right? The Jelly Roll song? Yeah. And that's kind of the idea of those outside of the church who really don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they need a favor, according to this song, Jelly Roll, oh, all of a sudden, now we're going to pray. And unfortunately, believe it or not, even some of those of us that go to church and know the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't really pray until we want something or we need something. Then we really get on our knees and we begin to pray. And so here's the question. How many of us believe that prayer changes things? Now, okay.
Amen.
Hands go up. I was going to say, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I love that you're so eager. Wow, this is great, right? And, okay, so we believe that prayer changes things. Now, the Westminster Shorter Catechism is very Presbyterian, okay? I went to a Presbyterian seminary, an Orthodox Presbyterian seminary, and the Presbyterian Church is guided by the catechisms of the Westminster Confession of Faith and so forth. And this is what the catechism says, okay? This is what our church, as a Presbyterian church, we're guided by this catechism. And it says that God is a spirit whose being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth are infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. Now, how many believe that? Okay, did everybody's hand go up that went up the first time? Okay, all right, yeah. And there's all the scriptures that support that. And we had better believe that because that's what the scripture teaches. See? Now, if that's true, and certainly it is, so then here's another question. If God ordains all things that happen and he is unchangeable, then our prayers will not change things or God's mind. Any tomatoes coming this way? Right? What do you think about that?
Prayer changes us.
Ah.
I'll tell you that.
Okay. But that's different than this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, many times we pray that God would change our circumstances. We don't like our circumstances.
Amen.
And so we pray that God will change our circumstances. You know, if we have an illness, or we have cancer or whatever it is, a terminal disease of any kind.
You make a bargain with God.
Yeah, we try to.
Make a bargain with God.
Yeah. You know, and you know, is it wrong? No, it's not wrong. Not wrong at all. And there's nothing sinful about that. But understand, okay? In fact, you know, not only is it not sinful, but as we read the scripture this morning, and Jesus, as he was anticipating the death on the cross, and he told Peter, hey, I want you to go and wait for me, because I'm going to go up and pray. And the enormity of what Christ was going to be facing, right? And they couldn't even stay awake, right? Three different times. But three different times Jesus said what? Father, okay, that was another question. Sorry, I didn't answer that one, right? Well, getting ahead of myself here. What did Jesus say? If it's possible, my Father, if it's possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Why did Jesus say that? You're talking Jesus Christ, right? God himself, God incarnate. He said, if it's possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Now, Jesus knew what was coming. And that's why he prayed that prayer. And Jesus said, if it's possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Why do you think he prayed that?
Because he was human.
Because he was human.
Yeah.
Okay, because he was human. So it's not wrong to pray, you know, that God would take some enormous, whatever it might be that we're facing, away from us, because we're human. And God wants us to pray. But then Jesus went on to say, and Jesus is our example, and we are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what did he say?
Not my will, but thy will be done.
See, so how do we pray? How do we pray? Do we pray according to our will? Or do we pray according to God's will? See? Now, he answers prayer. How many of us believe that God answers prayer? I hope everybody's hand goes up. Bruce, your hand didn't go up. Come on. All right, there we are. Okay. All right, Vicky's hand went up, but yours didn't, you know, so.
She speaks for me and everything.
I'm not even going to touch that, Bruce, at all, you know. Not even going to touch that. I know Bruce well enough to know. Don't say anything about that. Okay, all right. Vicky's kicking him, you know, beside the pew there. Okay.
I'm used to this.
Yeah, that's right. You are so used to this,
yes.
Right? Yeah. How many of us believe that, right? Well, we ought to believe that because it's true. Now, John Calvin, I love John Calvin. You know, he's a reformer, and he's at the center of, well, I'm going to say, you know, the center of really God's word. And you talk about a scholar. I can't say enough about John Calvin. And John Calvin is very, you're going to like this, very Presbyterian. You were just going to say that, yeah. You, no wonder I like him, right? See? And this is what he said. And he's got so many quotes that come to mind. And he says this, prayer doesn't change things. God changes things in answer to prayer. Now, you might be scratching your head and say, well, is he talking out of two sides of his mouth? No. God changes things in answer to prayer. And okay, does that fly in what I just said? Mm-hmm. Mary said, mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? But as I talked about, Jesus praying this, right? As Jesus was praying this, he was very mindful of, okay, Did Jesus want to go to the cross and go through all the flogging, all the pain? I don't know how many of you ever saw The Passion, right? I refuse to watch it. I watched, you know, a couple it's clips brutal. Of it. And it's brutal. I mean, it's brutal. And I don't have to see that to know what Jesus went through. But some people do. Think about that. In his humanity, did Jesus want to go through all that?
Not really.
No!
Not really.
No! He didn't want to. No. But mindful of who he was responsible to, who he is, the Son of God. Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And then we find out in Philippians chapter 2 that he became obedient. And not only obedient, but obedient to the point of death. And death on the cross, it says. Even death on the cross, Paul says in Philippians. So how important it is for us. You know, nothing wrong. Some of us are facing some pretty serious stuff. I thought about Sandy as I was praying for him. That's some pretty heavy-duty stuff, right? To go in, take a polyp or something. Not a polyp, but a growth off of his lung, right? Yeah. That's pretty serious stuff.
That was close to his windpipe, right, Cat?
Yeah.
That was close to his windpipe,
yeah.
Too.
And Joe, and some of you are, I mean, do we? No. And it's not wrong to say, no, you know what? God, I don't want to do this. But, God, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's tough. That's tough. Really tough. It's tough for me. It's tough for all of us. Because God's will, many times, is not what I want. Not my will, but I know who holds the future. I know who holds the future of this church. I know who holds your future. And it's in his hands. Amen, Joe?
Amen.
No matter what.
He's got the whole world in his hands. That song.
That's right. That's a good old song that we sang as children, right?
Amen.
Pray according to God's will. And when Jesus prayed according to God's will, he became obedient even to the point of death. And you know, we're all going to face death. You know, people say, well, there's two things that are certain in life, and that's taxes and death. I guess there's some truth to that, isn't there? Certainly truth to death, right? We're all going to die. And, you know, the good news is one of our relatives died this past week, and I don't know whether she knew the Lord or not, but I was asked to do some funeral arrangements and so forth with her, or for her, I should say. And I don't know whether she was a Christian or not, and I'm not going to preach somebody into heaven if I don't know.
Well, only God knows the heart.
Only God knows the heart.
Only God knows the heart. And usually, the way we live is the way usually we'll die. The way we live, usually.
Okay. So, here's my point. Here's my point. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, here's my point, right? That I guess I shouldn't say this, but I guess I will. I love doing funerals because when you do a funeral, everybody's listening, you know, to every word that you're saying because they want to be comforted, and they're grieving, and they're open and receptive to God's word. And I have the privilege of sharing God's word at this funeral where there's going to be people there that I know that I believe anyway, that they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. What an opportunity. See? Because I can say to them, you know, death might be final this side of heaven. But you know, death gives way to eternal life. And do you guys know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? Do you know that you're going to have eternal life?
Amen.
And I might be leaving as your pastor, but you're going to have to put up with me in heaven. Okay.
You won't be with us in our hearts.
That's right.
That's the thing.
That's right. See, and I have the privilege, and we have the privilege of sharing that. That's the good news, people. That's the good news. Isn't that great news?
Amen.
You know, with all the junk that's going on across the world, all the anger, all the wars, and all the hatred, and oh Lord, right? When I get to heaven, it's all going to be gone. No more crying, no more weeping, no more wars, no more anger, no more hatred. How can you say, wow? And that's what we ought to be living for. We ought to be living for that message. And that's what's going to grow this church, no matter who's here. That's what's going to grow this church. If you get excited about that, because that's why we're living. We're living to bring this message to whoever we come in contact with, even if it's our mechanic that's working on our car or working on our tractor, right? Whoever it is, whoever we come in contact with, got good news, and that's exciting. And how many of us, though, really do that? You know, instead we talk about our world and all the stuff that's going on in our world and, you know, and negative, 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 right? How often do we talk about what we need to be talking about, what life is all about as a believer? Prayer. And you know, prayer, I don't know how many of you are prayer warriors. I mean, that's not my strength. But the older I get, the more I realize the importance of prayer, because prayer changes me. Prayer changes me. And if I want to be more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, there's no better way of doing that than to be in touch with Jesus Christ. As Deb says, even when little things go wrong, I need to be praying. Why not? Right? He's my everything. He cares about even whether the mic's on or not. Right? Prayer doesn't change things. It changes us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And boy, if you don't go out of here with anything else today, go out with that. Realize that prayer changes you. Prayer changes me. And prayer, how does this happen? Prayer brings us to God Himself. As we interact with God, it changes us from the inside out. It conforms us, as I said, to the image of Jesus Christ. It puts us in touch. It takes our will and says, okay, where's God's will here? Oh, there's God. Oh, now my will can be God's will. Isn't that fantastic?
Amen.
That changes me. See? Changes you. And as we change, things change. See? Now, here's the challenge. And this is what the Lenten season is all about. Being in touch. Being in touch with what's going on inside of us. And here's and what's going on inside of our church, right? Change is inevitable. You agree with that? Yeah, yeah. As Christians, we pray. You agree with that?
Amen.
Yeah, okay, good. We're all agreeing. That's great. Prayer changes us. Okay, now, here we go. Seeking God's will for our church means that God will have to change us. Do I dare ask how many of you believe that? Because I sure hope you do, right? Because just when I came on board, things changed, right?
Boy, did they.
Okay, Ray, that was Kathy. Okay, so. Yeah. And, yeah. And boy, did they, right? And, you know, there was people that didn't like change.
Amen.
And you know what? I don't like change either. But change is inevitable. Change is inevitable, as we just looked at. And prayer changes us. And whoever's going to be following me, whoever that is, you know, he or she is going to be bringing in, you know, some change. I can promise you that. Yeah. And that's okay. As long as you realize that seeking God's will means that we will have to change too. See? No matter who. We will have to change too. And as time goes on, things change. Bruce hates technology. I hate technology. I suck at it. Who said that? Joe said that? I thought Eric said that.
It sounds like Eric.
No, okay. Well, Bruce knows that I struggle with, you know, we're doing work on the bylaws and policy and all that. And Kathy, God bless, she's not here so I can talk about her. You know, she's great with the computer, and Aubrey, you know, he's great with the computer. And I don't know what we'd do without those two. We appreciate you. You know, but, you know, Bruce and I, we go in with a pen and a pad. They go in with computers, right? You know, that's how, but change. And, you know, I've had to become computer literate. Well, and Bruce, even you are becoming more computer literate.
He still sucks at it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I do too. I do too. But, you know, but things change, don't they, Bruce, right? Yeah. And we don't like it. Do you like it? I don't like it. You know, but I do like PowerPoint. That came, and I do know how to do this.
Well, doesn't change get us out of our comfort zone?
Yeah.
It does, and we resent that.
And it tests our faith, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that we need to be in prayer, people. We need to be in prayer. And like I say, from this day forward, every Sunday, we're gonna just have a special time of prayer for the church and the future of the church. Realizing, you know, and I just want to prepare you. More change is coming. See? And just be prepared, right? Just be prepared. God, change me. Right? Change our church. Because if we're not going to die, do you want to die?
No.
No, we don't want this church. No, we might die, right?
We
don't want the church to die, right? We want, this church has been going on for 200 years, right?
Yeah.
Do you want it to go on for another 200 years if God tarries? Do you want that?
Amen.
All right,
Amen.
Then you know what that means. 200 years ago, they did things a lot different than what we're doing today. They didn't have PowerPoint, for one thing. You say, well, if you weren't here, we wouldn't have it either, right? But you know, am I getting in trouble? Okay. You know, but my point is this. We need to be ready for change, no matter what that means, okay? And we need to be in prayer, because prayer changes us. And what is God's will for this church, right? What is my will? Well, you know, my will might be this. See, but God says, Al's here anyway, right? So we want to bring our will to God's will and say, okay, God, I'm on board. I'm on board. I'm on board. No matter what happens, I'm on board, right? So let's pray and let's mean what we say, right? Let's pray and ask God to change us from the inside out. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you will continue to be challenging us, that we don't come here just to fill a pew. We come here so that you can change us and change us from the inside out, that we might become people that will be more conformed to the image of Jesus each and every day. And I thank you for the privilege it's been to be a part of this church, and for how it's changed me, and for how you change me. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to just have your hand upon this church. And if you tarry, that it would tarry, go on for another 200 years. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.